Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Love Dare Day by Day, A Year of Devotions for Couples, is a Christian marriage devotional by Stephen Kendrick, written for couples who want a structured, faith-based way to strengthen their relationship over time. Published by B&H Books, it extends the earlier Love Dare concept into a full year of daily readings, reflections, prayers, and practical challenges. The book is not a narrative or a theoretical study of marriage. It is a guided devotional built around repeated habits of scriptural meditation and intentional action. Its purpose is to help husbands and wives treat love as a daily choice, rather than a feeling that happens automatically. By combining 3065 devotional entries with weekly dares, the book aims to connect spiritual practice with relational change. That structure makes it especially relevant for readers looking for a concrete framework rather than broad advice. And for couples who want their marriage work to be shaped by biblical principles, prayer, and consistent follow-through, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a year-long devotional structure that turns marriage support into a daily discipline. The central design of the book is its 3065-day format, which matters because it reframes marriage improvement as a sustained habit rather than a short intervention. Many relationship books offer insight in large thematic chapters, but this one breaks formation into small daily units that are easier to revisit and apply. That structure is important for couples, because marriage is usually changed through repetition, not occasional inspiration. The daily rhythm encourages regular reflection, which can reduce the gap between knowing what is good and actually practicing it. It also makes the book suitable for couples at different stages, since a single entry can be read without requiring a long session or prior theological training. The year-long scope signals that the authors are pursuing formation over time, not quick fixes. In practical terms, the format helps couples develop consistency in prayer, communication, and self-examination. The book's value lies in the sustained cadence. It gives marriage growth a concrete schedule, which is often what couples need when good intentions do not automatically become shared habits. Secondly, Christian devotion as the framework for understanding love, commitment, and marriage. The book is explicitly rooted in Christian teaching, and that theological foundation is not decorative. It shapes how the book defines love, marriage, and personal responsibility. Rather than presenting marriage mainly as emotional compatibility or communication technique, it treats it as a covenant shaped by biblical principles. That matters because the devotional calls readers to view behavior through scriptural categories such as forgiveness, patience, humility, and sacrificial service. The daily readings are therefore not only inspirational, they are meant to form moral and spiritual habits. This religious framing also explains why prayer is built into the process. Prayer is not just a supplement to the text, but part of the method, because the book assumes that lasting marital change depends on spiritual alignment as much as relational skill. For Christian readers, that integration makes the devotional coherent and purposeful. For others, it clarifies that the book is designed less as a general relationship manual and more as a spiritually grounded guide for couples who want their marriage practice to reflect their faith commitments. Thirdly, weekly dares as the book's mechanism for turning reflection into visible action. One of the book's most distinctive features is the use of weekly dares, which move the devotional beyond contemplation into concrete behavior. This matters because many marriage resources stop at insight, leaving readers with good intentions but no measurable practice. The dare format asks couples to do something specific in response to what they have read, making love visible in ordinary actions. That mechanism fits the book's core claim that love is a choice, because choices can be observed in what people do, not only in what they feel. The dares also create a bridge between private devotion and shared marital life. A couple is not merely reading about Christian marriage in isolation, they are being asked to respond together, which can strengthen shared accountability. The fact that the dares recur weekly is important, since it prevents the book from becoming only a reading plan. It becomes a rhythm of learning and implementation. Fourthly, a focus on unconditional love, forgiveness, and patience in ordinary marital tension. The content repeatedly emphasizes qualities such as unconditional love, patience, forgiveness, and faithfulness, which are especially relevant because these are the traits most tested in daily marriage life. The book does not assume that strong marriages are built by avoiding conflict. Instead, it treats conflict and disappointment as the environment where character is proven. That gives the devotional practical weight. When love is defined as a daily choice, it becomes less dependent on mood and more dependent on disciplined response. This is a useful corrective for couples who may look for relationship improvement only when problems become acute. By focusing on ordinary acts of grace, the book directs attention to the small patterns that shape marital climate, how spouses speak, how they pray, how they react to frustration, and how they choose to serve one another when it is inconvenient. The devotional's repeated emphasis on unconditional love also reflects a Christian ethic that is countercultural in a relationship market often driven by reciprocity and self-protection. Its argument is that marriage health depends not merely on compatibility, but on sustained generosity and moral commitment. Lastly, best suited for couples seeking structured spiritual renewal rather than general relationship advice, this book is most useful for couples who want a disciplined, faith-centered resource instead of a broad self-help guide. Its audience is clearly Christian married couples, including those who want to strengthen an already stable relationship, as well as those hoping to repair distance or rekindle affection. The book stands out because it is highly usable in daily life. The entries are short enough to fit a routine, and the action-oriented format helps couples know what to do next. That practicality makes it different from many devotionals that remain reflective but not operational. At the same time, its limitations are also clear. Readers who do not share its Christian assumptions may find its theological tone too specific, and couples looking for clinical relationship analysis will not find that kind of material here. Its real strength is integration: scripture, prayer, and action are combined into one repeated pattern. That combination gives the book a defined place in the marriage devotional category. It is not trying to be everything for everyone. It is trying to be a consistent spiritual tool for couples who want marriage growth to be intentional, shared, and biblically grounded. In conclusion, The Love Dare Day by Day is best for married couples who want a clear, faith-based structure for strengthening their relationship through daily practice. It will appeal most to readers who are comfortable with Christian devotional language and who prefer concrete habits over abstract advice. The book can be especially helpful for couples who want to rebuild consistency in prayer, improve their emotional tone, or revisit the idea that marriage requires deliberate acts of love rather than passive goodwill. Its practical value comes from the combination of short daily readings and weekly dares, which makes the book easy to sustain while still requiring real response. Compared with many marriage books, it stands out because it does not stop at insight or encouragement. It builds a rhythm of reading, praying, and doing, which gives it more structure than a typical devotional and more spiritual depth than a standard relationship guide. That blend is what makes it distinctive in the couple's devotional category. For readers seeking an organized, biblical path toward marital renewal, it offers a focused and repeatable model that can be used over the course of an entire year. If you would like to support Stephen Kendrick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.